Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, we're starting a brand new series on leadership this week. It's not going to be a how-to guide. It's kind of going to be more of a how-not-to guide, because we're going to be exploring some of the potential pitfalls of leadership so that you and I can avoid them. Joining us is Gary McIntosh. He's the president of the Church Growth Network in the United States, and he's the co-author of the book that will form the basis for much of our discussion over the next few weeks. It's called Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership: How to Become a More Effective Leader by Confronting Potential Failures. And Gary joins us now. Welcome to Open House, Gary.
Sheridan, it's good to be with you and with your listeners.
What got you initially interested in the topic of the dark side of leadership?
Here in the United States, we've had a number of political leaders, business leaders, and religious leaders who have had tremendous failures and been in the newspaper quite a lot. And this raised concerns as to, you know, why successful people tend to fail when they're at their highest level of success.
And we have seen some big national leaders, but also church leaders that have made international news by their very public moral failures. When you think of the Jim Bakers of the world and the Jimmy Swaggarts, last year we had the Ted Haggard tragedy. We've had the pedophilia situation in some Catholic churches and other churches. Horrific stuff. So it really is so important that we address the dark side of leadership, as you say. What indeed is the dark side of leadership? How would you define that?
Some people, when they hear the dark side, they think of terms like evil. And we don't really mean to imply that the dark side is necessarily evil. We're referring more to what you might better describe as a shadow that each of us carries around with us, some inner urges and compulsions, motivations, or perhaps a more modern term would be dysfunctions, that sometimes drive us towards success, and yet they also harbor the seeds of failure if we're not careful.
That's interesting. How could these dysfunctions drive us towards success? There's almost a paradox there.
It is a paradox, and we call it actually in the book the paradox of dysfunction. For instance, you might have a lady who never found approval, let's say, with her father. And so she's driven to be successful in business because deep inside of her, she's hoping that her success in business will finally gain her approval with the father that she so dearly loves. And yet that drivenness to success can cause her to become a workaholic, maybe to get addicted to drugs so that she can stay up and work longer, work through the night. Even though she may be very highly successful in business, all of a sudden the drugs and her workaholism catches up with her, and all of a sudden she kind of has a nervous breakdown, and people wonder, well, what happened to her? She was so successful. But it was those hidden urges and motivations that was really driving her success.
Interesting. Even that word success needs to be explored a bit too, because that can drive so many people. So many church leaders feel that they have to succeed. And yet when you ask what does success look like, it's generally kind of the mega church. Lots of people, big budgets, all big. And that can drive a lot of leaders to burnout too, can't it?
It can. And, you know, I think that when we try and define success, we naturally kind of drift to things that we can count and things that we can put our finger on, so to speak. To try and evaluate, for instance, spiritual success is very difficult, you know, but to evaluate success in terms of numerical growth of a church, that becomes a little bit easier. So I think we just naturally drift to, you know, easy ways of defining success, and they may not always be as helpful as we think sometimes.
Gary McIntosh is our guest on Open House. We're talking about overcoming the dark side of leadership. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast too. So Gary, you and Sam Reimer in this book have introduced five dysfunctional profiles for leaders. And it's very, very helpful because then people can actually see the dark side exposed and then deal with it. Those five leadership profiles are the compulsive leader, the narcissistic leader, the paranoid leader, the codependent leader, and the passive-aggressive leader. We're going to explore those in the weeks to come. Does every leader have a dark side?
Every leader does have a dark side. And again, I want to be careful that we understand that the dark side is really our inner compulsions, our inner drivenness. You know, some of us, perhaps the way that those motivations have developed, they haven't developed perhaps in as negative a format as others. Other people, it's been more of a positive thing.
Mm. What are the raw materials of, you know, the dark side of leadership?
Well, the raw materials come naturally from our own lives, the experiences that we've had as we've grown up. For instance, some of us may have grown up in broken homes. Some of us may have grown up with an alcoholic parent. Those are things that feed into the development of our dark side. Sometimes it's failures that we've experienced or successes we've experienced early on, maybe when we were in elementary school or maybe in a high school, we developed some fears, or maybe we developed some jealousies or something. Of course, that develops because it is, you know, the result of sin in our lives.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a number of different things that have happened that have accumulated, and eventually as we become adults, they begin to seep out sort of in the way we lead and the way we relate to people.
Yes. Interesting that many biblical characters could actually be fitted into one of these five different profiles as well, couldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, you look at people, for instance, like King David, who we all know was called a man after God's own heart, and yet struggled with certainly leadership issues with his own family, sexual urges. You know, he seemed to have great success in terms of a military career, mm-hmm. great success as a political leader, not quite as good a success as a father in the family. Moses himself seemed to be a great leader, but he also seemed to have great fears. He argued with God when God tried to call him to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. And of course, early in his life, in his attempt to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, he actually murdered a man. So, you know, in a lot of the leaders that we look at, and some of them that we hold in high esteem, they also have their dark side. And that's one of the interesting things about the Bible, is that the Bible doesn't cover up some of the dark sides of people, but it actually shows how the dark side can be redeemed.
Yeah, they're there for our encouragement and our learning. You also mentioned some contemporary leaders and those that have wrestled with the dark side, either have fallen or have actually overcome. In fact, you talk about Jim Baker and Bill Hybels as examples of leaders who have both struggled with their dark side, and yet the outcome of those two is very different. Jim fell and Bill hasn't. What has been the difference between those two leaders, do you think?
Our research has pointed to the fact that a lot of leaders actually deny that the potentiality of a dark side is there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of leaders, when they become very powerful and very successful, they seem to feel that they have it made, and basically they just ignore the temptations. They ignore the possibilities of failure that are there. While other leaders, even though they gain a certain level of success and a certain freedom that power gives to them, they still have humility enough to recognize that there is a dark side in their life, and they need to be aware of it and to, you know, be careful that it doesn't take over their lives.
All right, well, that's kind of the bad news, so to speak. The fact is, though, that if you recognize the dark side of leadership that you might have, whether it's a compulsive streak or narcissistic or paranoid, codependent or passive-aggressive, you can actually do something about it. And you've seen leaders actually be transformed and changed as a result?
We have. You know, a lot of leaders, once they recognize that they have these inner motivations and compulsions, they can do something about it. Certainly, people who come at this whole thing from a spiritual perspective would certainly say that you know, prayer is a big factor there.
Mm-hmm.
I think reading the Bible also helps people recognize that they're not the first person to struggle with things like this, as they read the various character sketches that are in the Bible and see how God helped those people deal with issues in their lives. A lot of people from any walk of life find that Getting counseling is a helpful thing. And what it is causing, for instance, your drivenness in life. And that when you become aware of this and you recognize the things that are happening in your life, that you can actually redeem that by taking control of it. Sometimes it's just having someone to talk to. Sometimes it's writing a letter to a relative and, you know, sharing your feelings with them. You know, so just a number of different things that we can talk about perhaps in the future that leaders can do to basically redeem their dark side.
Mm. Okay, well, that is the topic, overcoming the dark side of leadership, and we'll explore that over the next few weeks. We'll start next week with the first profile, the compulsive leader, and ways we can overcome it. Gary, thanks for your time and open house again.
Sheridan, it's great to be with you, and I look forward to being with you again.
Yeah, that's Gary McIntosh. He's the co-author of Overcoming the Dark Side of Leadership. It's published through Baker Books.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.